T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
10 minutes or so with Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game's NFL insider. And, you know, Adam, I happened to be walking by just as you were making a connection with our station during the break. And all I heard you say was, this is crazy. Well, what's the craziest part?
Well, good to be with you guys. Here's the funny thing. I was on your station last week. I was not aware of this rumor, the Brady and Garoppolo swap. And obviously, it's not exactly a trade because Brady's a free agent. But I was not aware of it. So my reaction was, you got to be kidding me. Where's this coming from? Because typically, there's some crazy stuff that I hear at the Combine. You would be amazed at some of the rumors that come out from personnel people. So I didn't have time to check on it, but I'm one of the few people who stays until Monday. So I spent Sunday kind of chasing this down, and I'm not going to dismiss it. I just think a lot of this is coming where, you know, Brady, as we know, grew up in the Bay Area, Big Joe Montana fan. And then the other part, and I heard you guys during the break, clearly, you know, you guys pointed out some of the issues with Garoppolo in the playoffs. And there's no doubt that Garoppolo was not as good. And did you know this? This is an interesting number that a team gave me. We were just exchanging some issues and some numbers and, you know, how they view other teams. One team told me, I didn't look at this. I'm sure it's true. It's easy to check. Garoppolo's pass attempts, which were 29.75 per game, which is about 30, dropped to under 20 in the playoffs, 19.3. Now, including the Super Bowl, you'd say, well, the run game was great, and they were playing to their defense, and Kyle Shanahan also said that. But you would have to ask yourself, is this really the way that you want to win, you know, long term? Because the run game clearly is good, but it's not like Tennessee's, where you could keep doing that because you just have this workhorse back. They don't have a workhorse back. Throwing the ball under 20 times a game is not sustainable. So something's clearly going to have to change. But Kyle played to their defense, and that was a smart move. That's why they got the Super Bowl. They didn't win it. Now, you could also say that Garoppolo did not look as good late. And the other thing is they could clearly shoot this speculation down. They could just say, look, this is nonsense. Jimmy's our starter and a story. Well, they haven't done that. And I know they don't have to do that, but free agency starts technically two weeks from today. Deals are going to get done, and then the open period of negotiating is 2 days before that. So I just think that things sometimes kind of escalate. Because we have nothing better to talk about, but I'm not going to just dismiss this. Because do you remember with Odell Beckham, it was shot down immediately about this potentially happening with the Browns, because a player kind of leaked it. He had heard from the building, and the other thing was with Beckham. Remember, the Browns had extended his deal less than a year before that. Excuse me, the Giants did, and they ate a lot of dead money on the deal. So you can't dismiss these things, particularly. When it's pretty easy for the Niners to get out of this deal, of Garoppolo's deal. By the way, the dead money is $4.2 million. That's nothing.
Adam, so, I'm with you. I think this is crazy, but the more everywhere I look, I'm walking into work today, everybody's talking about it. And I want to take you back to the Super Bowl. I was telling Bonte right before halftime. I mean, the great coaches live for that moment to get points in that situation. Kyle chose not to call a timeout. We talked about it with you. We saw the 8 pass attempts in a playoff game. Even though they were gashing the Vikings, it was still only 8. With this noise, my friend, I just ask you, do you think behind closed doors, maybe there could be a possibility that Kyle doesn't have the utmost confidence in Jimmy Garoppolo, and this is why this is being talked about?
you know, as I mentioned earlier, I don't know that he's running his complete offense with this player. I mean, now the Saint game, I mean, show me a quarterback had a better game this season. It was incredible. It was maybe the best regular season game. But then you had one of the Seattle games where he cleared the second one. He didn't play as well. There were two or three games where you scratch your head and you go, okay, what happened here? But we have to remember this is his first full season under Shanahan. The season before, we know, was the ACL injury. And by the way, before the ACL injury, the first three games he didn't play well. But he certainly showed he was back a little bit earlier than we expected. He certainly showed some upside, but he's got to be more consistent. I don't know that he's running his entire offense with Jimmy. He scaled back, but Kyle's response to that was they're playing to their defense and run game, which was phenomenal. Now if Garoppolo is still their starting quarterback, you have to ask yourself, will he open it up a little bit more? Because they're going to have a little bit better situation at wide receiver. They're not going to go in the season with this, just this group. They're going to me, the number one need in this football team is at wide receiver. I don't think there's any question about it. But quarterback, they need to get more consistent. With the Brady stuff, just a couple other things that I learned being the combine. Though I thought there were like five or six teams in it, there may only be like two or three realistically in it. Tampa Bay is looking at some other options. And it's funny, Bruce Arians, their head coach, he didn't even deny that they're looking into Rivers and Brady and other quarterbacks. I mean, he actually talked about that just in terms of who's available. And then Tennessee is the one, John Robinson, the GM, obviously was with him in New England. And the funny thing about the Titans and Ryan Tannehill, I thought it for sure a foregone conclusion that he'd resign. They didn't come out and say, yeah, this is getting done. This is our priority. Remember, they have Derrick Henry. But right now, in the final year of the CBA, you could tag two players. So I have a hard time seeing them walking away from Tannehill. But I could also tell you they've not gone out of the way to say he's going to be their quarterback. Then, of course, there's a Derek Carr situation, which is kind of comical.
Adam Kaplan here on 95.7 The Game with BSNG. Adam, how good was Tom Brady in 2019?
I would say inconsistent, but talking to teams that played him, he had absolutely no help. I mean, probably one of the worst passing option groups that Brady's had in his career. Gronk retires. They didn't replace him. Other than Julian Edelman, it was James White on dump passes, dump offs. Philip Dorsett regressed. He didn't have a very good season. They got nothing out of tight end. They just and N'Keal Harry unfortunately got hurt. He had an ankle injury, I'm told, and that's why he came back very late in the season, pretty significant one. So he didn't look the same. He clearly didn't look the same. By the way, he turns 43 in August. I think it's more of a function about what was around him than him personally. But boy, the thing that if you noticed. He was on the ball. He was holding onto the ball longer than he ever has. Not that he holds on to the ball long at all. He's usually amongst the quickest releases. But there were too many instances where he's holding the ball too long because he didn't have any help.
Just want to ask you real quick, Adam, where's his arm at right now? Where's his arm strength at? We've seen in the last 2 years. Does he still have the arm strength? Could he still make all the throws?
In Abante, he never had a gun. It's fine. Okay, it's fine. There was a former Patriot quarterback and I had a who played under Brady, had a running joke. This guy told me that he had a better arm than Brady. And it was never a gun. He was never what you'd say in top 10 of arm strength or velocity. But it's still good enough. But I would argue if you had a credible deep threat and probably three good passing threats, Tom Brady's going to be a top 10 quarterback. He just doesn't have any help. And that by the way, that is one thing I do want to mention. Wherever Brady signs, and by the way, I do want to mention one. I want to add one thing. I got this on Saturday night. Two personnel directors who were very friendly with the Patriots front office absolutely feel like the Patriots guys that they spoke with think Brady's coming back. I don't necessarily agree with that, but they think they're getting Brady back. And Robert Kraft, the owner, absolutely said he's been on record. He wants him back, but he knows that Tom wants a test free agency. So what I think, to sum this thing up, Brady's testing free agency. That's what he always said he would do, and that's what I've been saying on your station for 2 months.
Adam, the one thing that I've been trying to put into words, and I think you did it great, is you just can't dismiss it.
No, and, Stein, you can't.
Right. And what I was thinking is I'm going to lead you to a place and then you take it from there. Tom Brady's a free agent. If the 49ers are on Tom Brady's list, they have to discuss it. I mean, they have to, even if it's like, no chance we would do that. Okay, well, then laugh it off. But it's very possible that Brady and his agent call the Niners and say, you know what? How interested are you in Tom coming to the 49ers? Well, that's not easy to just laugh off at that point.
Well, a couple things, though, Steiny. When you look at the Garoppolo situation, Brady and Garoppolo are represented by the same agency. It's really bizarre. And also, this number I just got this morning, I find this to be fascinating. Including per-game roster bonuses and his big roster bonus of $20 million from the first year in 18, Garoppolo's earned over $60 million, $60.55 million over 2 years. And by the way, Brady's deal, wherever he goes, whether it's back with New England or signed somewhere else, it's probably going to be between $27 and $30 million, which is a little bit more than Garoppolo got on average per basis throughout his entire contract. But in the first 2 years, it was very, very heavy. They got the big numbers out early in his deal. And don't forget, folks, they've got a real issue here with Arik Armstead. It's going to be just about $19 million, his franchise number, if they franchise him. Dee Ford, $13.65 million this season. Buckner on the fifth-year option, $14.36 million. They'll be the highest-paid defensive line in the National Football League if they wind up franchising Armstead and not getting extension done.
Adam, let me ask you this. I'm going to pose a question to you, straight to the chase. Yep. If it were up to you, who would you want under center, Brady or Garoppolo, or is it even a question?
If you're going to give me, if you're going to bring me Sanders back, another quality wide receiver to play on the other side of Deebo Samuel with George Kittle, I'm going to go for Brady. That's just me. And I do. And you've heard me for 4 months defend Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Now the question is, Kyle Shanahan's going to have to kind of adjust the offense a little bit for Brady. Brady is not a seven-step drop quarterback. He's a 3-5, get it out quickly, and that that's a little different. Not that Kyle can't do it. I mean, Kyle's brilliant, but the offense would probably change a little bit. I would love to see Brady end his career where he grew up. It would really be an incredible story. But it shocked me when you guys brought. I don't remember which show brought it up to me. I was just like, what? I had not heard that. But you really gave me something to do on Sunday because everyone in the media left. I was like the only media guy left there Sunday night. So I was chasing this thing. It was kind of fun.
Chasing it and watching Sixers.
Getting on the money,
on
yeah.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. And by the way, I give the Sixers credit. I mean, they're fighting. They're down three starters. It's tough to watch them.
They fought last night, too, against the Lakers. Oh, yeah. Pretty entertaining game. Yep. So what is this? How does this end? Does Brady end up back in New England, Adam? Is that your gut feeling here? Or do the Niners explore this situation and start to make some moves here to bring in Tom Brady to finish his career where he grew up?
Bonte, I will tell you this to answer your question. I have been consistent on the station saying Brady's testing free agency, no matter what Patriots people say and whatever the reports are out there. He's doing that. His agent, Don Yee, is really good. He's been with Don forever. And this is Don's job to go out, California guy, by the way, Don, who's an attorney. It's his job to go out there and find what the market is. I'm not going to dismiss this until the Niners come out and say something. If they're not, we're just going to hear the speculation, which is certainly not bad for their market. It's not bad, but he's going to continue to test it. But as far as, we're 14 days out from signing a contract. I don't know that he's going to go there, but I think again, until they kill the speculation, we're going to continue to talk about it. And by the way, don't dismiss Derek Carr leaving either, despite what the Raiders say. I know they went out of their way, by the way, to say that he's staying. So, they say the silly season. I've never seen it like this. It's actually been enjoyable. I love chasing down rumors because it's fun. It's fun until someone shoots it down, but it's kind of interesting.
Hey, Adam, thanks so much. As always, appreciate it, man.
Guys, thank you.
All right, Adam Kaplan.
Gotta love him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.